Hello? Hello?
Test, test.
How are you?
I mean, I can't hear, but other than that, everything's great.
Why do you need to hear anything? it's just radio.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're starting something new today.
Oh, man, cash. Do you want some cash?
We're giving you cash.
Woo!
Every afternoon at 3, 4, and 5, it's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. We'll play you a second. It might be from any song, any part in the song.
Yep.
You identify it, you win $500.
But if you suck and you can't figure out what the song is,
then it rolls over
second.
To the hour after that, and it's
$1,000.
And if you don't get it, then it's $1,500.
Yeah. So don't suck. Or let someone make someone that does suck lose. Have them call in.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get the most money to the people. But we'll do that a little later this hour, and then again at 4, and then again at 5 as well on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Quite the little pun there, Armageddon it. Are you getting it? That's just Def Leppard. We should call them and have a word with them.
Kevin and Sluggo here. I don't know. Where do you stand on the royal family?
Mostly on their necks, but sometimes on their...
No. I'm saying, like, are you an admirer?
Oh. I have no ill will and...
I have a lot of ill will.
Because of an old friend of yours, right?
Yes.
Most specifically.
My former partner used to talk about him all the time. But
right.
I also think that it's really incredibly stupid to think that if you come from a bloodline, you should rule.
It's a weird thing to be hanging on to this long.
Yes.
And down the game.
It's just dumb.
Yeah, especially all that money that goes to them. I mean,
so Oprah had Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on, and they had quite the interview. And so I thought what we would do is check in with Prince Charles.
Oh, okay.
Can we see if he's on there?
I think he's on line 68.
Charles?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I want to play a few clips from this interview and get you to respond, okay?
Well, why wouldn't I after the wonderful things you've had to say about my family?
That was someone else. I think he left the room.
Very well, then.
Here's the first clip from Meghan.
Speaking to Oprah, the Duchess of Sussex described a world that left her isolated and feeling trapped.
I remember so often people within the firm would say, well, you can't do this because it'll look like that. You can't, so even, can I go and have lunch with my friends? No, you're oversaturated, you're everywhere. And I said, I've left the house twice in 4 months. I'm everywhere, but I am nowhere.
I mean, that sounds, she's been out twice in 4 months?
Yeah, how's that oversaturation?
What's going on there?
She was in all the newspapers and all the tabloids, and there was a lot of coverage regarding the relationship, and we thought it would be in the best interest of the royal family if she were to keep a lower profile.
I see.
Lower than going out twice in 4 months?
Yes, plus her friends are just awful.
That's how a lot of...
We didn't want her spending any time with those people.
I mean, what do you mean by those people?
You know, the commoners.
Okay. In this next clip, she talks about her mental health, asking for help, and being told no.
I went to the institution, and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help, and I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution.
What does that mean? Why is she calling it the institution?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's already in an institution. What more help does she want than that? After all, the royal family is quite the nut house.
They also called it the firm a lot during that interview, which was a little, you know.
I love that song, Radioactive.
That refers to my buttocks.
Does it? Okay.
Yes.
That's not how she seemed to use it, but all right. Here they're talking about being pregnant with their boy Archie and some of the questions that were coming their way.
The couple also shared with Oprah that when they were expecting their son Archie, the palace brought up his title and security detail.
Those months when I was pregnant, he won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
What?
Hold on.
Who is having that conversation with you?
Who is having that conversation with her, Prince Charles?
Yes, well, who indeed? I resent any implications of racism on the part of the royal family, quite frankly. Well, look at the history of the British Empire. We've always been very fond of brown and black people. That's why we often go and take their countries.
And help
Let's face it, if we didn't like them, why would we want to own them so badly?
So you're saying you didn't have that conversation with them?
No, of course not. This is ridiculous to even assume that there would be any such implication of racism on part of the royal family.
Okay, all right. We were talking to Prince Charles about this Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The last clip here is that they ask Harry if he could leave the family and if he could have without Meghan. This is his answer.
I myself was trapped.
Please explain how you, Prince Harry, raised in a palace, in a life of privilege, literally a prince, how you were trapped.
Trapped within the system, like the rest of my family are. My father and my brother, they are trapped.
You are trapped,
Dude,
Prince Charles.
You're trapped.
I would beg to differ on that point. I don't feel trapped at all. I feel that my mother is just a very handsome man, and it's a pleasure to be hanging out with her as often as possible. Some people get tattoos of her face on their body, I've heard.
What kind of idiot would do that?
Would you suggest they do that or no?
I suggest they find an institution and perhaps get some mental health themselves.
It's a great goal, but it's hard to achieve.
Agreed. Almost impossible. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you gotten your vaccination yet?
No, I am so excited about it coming soon. I will be old enough soon to be in that list. How about you?
As soon as they lower it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Down to 400 years old.
I have not yet. No.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is interesting.
A group of great apes in San Diego have made history as the first animals to receive the COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. According to a wildlife health officer, the decision to administer the vaccines came after 8 gorillas at the San Diego Zoo became the first great apes in the world to contract COVID. The apes are expected to be tested to see whether they develop antibodies, which would indicate that the vaccine is working. And I know some people are saying their animals, actual humans, need this vaccine. You know what? They're endangered. So, and we could actually sort of learn a lot about how the vaccine works as well.
So they actually got it, though. One of them,
the great apes, yes,
got COVID.
Oh, yes,
I didn't know that. That kind of changes it for me. I was sort of like,
several of them had it.
Oh, well, then you know, if they're going to get sick, you know, it's not a precautionary measure strictly. It's also a let's shut this down here in the zoo,
right? That's because there are only so many left.
There's only so many on the planet. Yeah, and I mean, I guess, I mean, how do you feel about it if they were to have gotten it before humans did, but it hadn't been an outbreak at the zoo?
I like apes a lot.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of apes.
So I actually have thumbs up.
Yeah. I actually have one of Coco's little pieces of artwork.
Okay.
Yeah, come on! I thought you liked apes! Now you're turning on them! It's just like Planet of the Apes in here.
I'm not interested in their art.
No, it's really
cute. It isn't.
How dare you? Flea, are you listening? Help me. He's dissing Coco on the air live.
What is wrong?
The list is endless, my friend. 95.5 KLOS. What is so funny, giggle puss? What?
You have art from Coco.
The gorilla, come on. You saw it. It's cute.
Sure.
It's nice.
Sure.
He just went like, or she just went like this.
Right.
There, give me $200.
And that's not art?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
That is all art. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
There you go. Give me money.
This is 95.5 KLOS of the California's right, rock up. Station.
Yeah.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. And we are starting today, Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
We've got money to give you if you can identify a tiny little piece of music.
And it can be at the beginning, it might be in the middle, it might be near the end.
It may be a song you're super familiar with or never heard before.
Right. Yeah. So when you hear this clip, be caller
13
at 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can identify it on the phone, give us the name of the band and the song title.
And we're only going to play it once.
Only one time. Then you get $500. But if you can't do it, it'll roll over, and the next person will get a chance at it in the 4 o'clock hour. And
if you don't get it, they'll get $1,000.
That's right.
Right.
So don't blow it. All right, you ready? Take a listen to this, and then be ready to call us. Be caller 13 818-955-KLOS. If you can identify this, listen closely. Ding! 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. I bet Rush wouldn't make fun of gorilla artwork.
I bet they would.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
We want to give away $500 or more if you don't get it right out the gate. So every afternoon at 3, 4, and 5, we're going to do this. Who are you?
This is Louie.
Hey, Louie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Where are you calling from, Louie?
Right now in Pasadena.
All right, are you ready for the Kevin and Sluggo 1 second of nonstop rock game?
Absolutely.
Get a $500 if you get it right. We can only play it for you once. Here it is.
Okay, Back in Black.
Bye.
AC/DC.
Man, I was like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, I didn't know you needed it.
I thought you AC/DC. You were freaking us out. We want to give you the money, yeah. And you're like, I don't know, by some damn band.
Louie, you won $500.
Louie, you win.
Awesome. Yeah, it's 1980. It's from Brian Johnson.
Atlantic Records.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Brian Johnson, not Bon Scott, so yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Well done, Louie.
Yeah. I had to pull over.
Well, good you did.
Well, I hope it's worth it. You got $500.
Awesome. That made my Monday. My Monday was going like crap.
And we'll do it again sometime in the 4 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's pretty hard to come up with a top 10 list for anything.
That's very true.
Just everyone disagrees on it.
Unless you're David Letterman.
Correct.
He was able to come up with the best ever.
This is a top 10 songs about California. We were talking about this the other day, and we thought we should try to figure out a top 10 list for these songs, because right. There are a lot of them.
There are tons. Because this is the best state on the planet.
Correct.
That's why.
Mojo Music came up with the top 10 list, so this list is on them. But if you think something should be changed or it's missing something, then give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. Here's number 10.
Recognize the real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back to Cali.
Biggie Smalls.
And the Biggie Smalls group.
Scott McKenzie is next with a song called San Francisco.
I don't know this one.
Play it. You might.
If you're going to San Francisco.
Old school AM radio.
That one can go, as far as I'm concerned. They went straight pop with this next one, Katy Perry, California Girls. The next one is Red Hot Chili Peppers, California Cation.
Yeah. Teenage bride with the baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on the boulevard, it's California Cation.
I've never heard that one.
I've never heard that one either.
One,
that's an odd one.
Yeah.
Next one is Led Zeppelin. Maybe you've heard it.
Made up my mind, making you start. For California with an aching in my heart.
All right, I wrote that down already. I was like, I better be on there. I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh, you already wrote it
down? Yeah, so good.
The Doors, L.A. Woman.
All right.
Is this.
L.A. Woman's going to have to do. Jive through your suburbs. Into your blues. Into your blues.
All right. Next is one that I would insist on, California Love by Tupac Shakur.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh out of jail, California dreaming.
L.A.
Step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming. Fiending for money and alcohol. The life of a West Side player with cows out in a strong ball.
I really love that song.
I do, too.
I've always loved that song.
Next up is the Beach Boys, California Girls.
I wish they all could be
wow. That's an unfortunate live version.
That's painful.
that was
me singing, baby. Yeah.
Number two is Mamas and Papas, California Dreamin'.
Mm. California Dreamin', coincidentally the name of the new Dirty Honey song, which is awesome, but
all right.
To do with it. Very good song. I might want to put that on the list.
And number one for Mojo Music, their top 10 songs about California, is the Eagles, Hotel California. All right, so that's their top 10.
Uh-huh.
I would like to suggest, I know it's corny.
Mm, I like corn.
I know it's corn. That was very disturbing.
Yep.
I know it's corny, but I do equate it with the Lakers.
Okay.
Randy Newman. I love
all
LA.
Right, all right.
It's
got
to be in there.
Like another perfect day.
I I am fond of Los Angeles.
I love this song.
The video.
The video's great.
So what's missing from this list? There are at least a few hundred more. L.A. Is My Lady, Frank Sinatra. I mean, geez.
There's all kinds. Yeah. I would take Scott McKenzie out right away.
Yeah, out you go, buddy. Well, what do you think is missing? Then we should take some calls, right?
818-955-KLOS.
We'll set Mojo straight.
Yes, we will. 818-955-KLOS. Trying to find the top 10 songs about California, and there are so many
there
of
are.
Them.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
We've played a little list of 10 songs that they came up with. Mojo, who was that?
Mojo Music.
Oh, yeah, right.
Biggie Smalls, Scott McKenzie.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Led Zeppelin.
Going to California.
The Doors.
Right.
California Love. California Girls by the Beach Boys. California Dreamin' by the Mamas and Papas. And Hotel California by the Eagles. What is that missing?
Yeah.
Hey, I got two songs.
All right, what are they?
Ventura Highway.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
Born in East L.A.
That's a great one.
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, brothers.
Both should be in there. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. I didn't hear the beginning of the countdown, but was Going Back to Cali by LL Cool J.
Oh.
It was not.
Going Back to Cali. I don't think so.
Nope, yeah. It was not, and I love to hear Sluggo's version of that.
Have you voted for LL for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year? He is up for induction.
I have voted for him.
Yay.
Look at that. All right.
You're that type of girl.
Ladies love them.
So ridiculous. Awesome. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. KLOS.
Hey, guys. It's Dwayne from Riverside.
Hey, Dwayne from Riverside.
Dada Disneyland.
Ah, one that Disneyland did not approve of. They had to change the spelling of it even.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a gooder.
All right. Thank you for the call. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you got to put on Cheech and Chong's Born in East L.A.
Yeah, there's a second vote. For that. That's a good. Yeah, that's perfect. Hey, KLOS.
California State of Mind, man. Josh Martin.
I don't know that song. Do you know that song?
I think you would recognize if you heard it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you. Hey, it's KLOS. What California songs are missing from that list?
Los Angeles by X.
Oh,
Los Angeles by X.
Hell yeah. Very good. Who's this?
Amber.
Amber, thanks for calling in.
I just got a tweet that says, how about New York, New York by Frank Sinatra?
Damn it. Come on.
No, we're trying to find the top 10 songs about California.
So give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Hello, what do you got?
I got Sublime LBC.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's strong.
That's awesome. Thank you. Hey, it's KLOS. What California song is missing from our list so far?
Walking in L.A.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody walks in L.A.
It's funny how everybody has to sing the song. I mean, I do
love that.
Yeah, but I suck at singing.
Well,
but I must.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, KLOS, what California songs are missing from the list so far?
Missing Persons, Walking in
LA.
Wow. Another Walking in
LA.
Two in a
row. All
right.
Maybe we should play
it. And I love X Los Angeles, too, but they were really playing that one.
Nice. All right. Thanks, man.
You guys have a good day.
This is KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
We were talking about the top 10 songs about California, and Mojo Music put out a top 10 that starts with Biggie Smalls, then goes to Scott McKenzie, who did a song called San Francisco.
I don't remember that song.
We could let that one go. Katy Perry, California Girls, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication, Led Zeppelin, Going to California, The Doors, L.A. Woman, California Love, Tupac.
Yay.
California Girls, The Beach Boys, California Dreamin', Mamas and Papas, don't love that, and Hotel California.
So what else is missing? 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I wish to lodge a protest on behalf of Scott McKenzie and San Francisco. As a pubescent child.
Wait, meaning that it's good?
Yeah. Oh, man. I wanted to go to Haight-Ashbury, get high, and get laid. That represented everything.
That's
about
what everybody wanted in the 60s.
I know, and I never did. So.
Right on. Well, thanks for standing up for that fine selection that did make the list. Hey, it's KLOS. What California song still missing?
Right. It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh.
Forgot about that song.
Wait, who is that? Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me who that is. It Never Rains in Southern California by... Oh, I can't remember. All right, give it to me.
Hammond.
What?
Hammond.
Oh, Hammond. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Thank
good suggestion.
You,
if that's in here, we'll have to throw that on, I think.
Yeah.
If it was raining, we would.
Nah.
Hey, KLOS, what California songs are missing?
Yeah, hey, Tom Petty, Free Falling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good out one. Over Mulholland. Very cool.
Good one.
Hey, KLOS, what California songs are missing?
Yo, I think you missed Joni Mitchell, California.
Oh, nice.
That is not on the list. You're right.
And especially today, International Women's Day.
Yep.
Would be a very, very good suggestion. Thank you, sir. Hey, KLOS.
Yeah, how about Huey Lewis, the News, I Love L.A.?
Nope.
We will track you down, sir.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you still looking for the California song?
Yes, sir.
Well, how about, although you can't play Tony Bennett, My Heart in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of my...
Yeah, I mean, it should be on a list of
it
California
should be on
songs.
A list.
Maybe not the top 10, though.
Right.
Not in 2021.
Right.
So, I don't know. We got a couple of calls early on for one particular song.
Born in East L.A. Yeah, you got to put on Cheech and Chong's Born in East L.A., buddy.
I guess we have to do it.
I mean, if two people in a row call,
then they want to hear this one.
That's the rule.
So consider yourself ruled and schooled. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Louis! Louis won $500 an hour ago with this song.
That song right there just paid off $500 in Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game that we just started today.
Correct.
Looks like we're going to lose a lot of money because Louis got it right out the gate in Pasadena there. He's like, oh, that's easy. That's Back in Black. And then he wouldn't tell us who it was by.
We thought he didn't know.
Yeah, we thought you were going to get the money.
That would have been the best.
Yeah.
If he knew Back in Black but didn't know that it was AC/DC.
Which means it would have rolled over. It would have been $1,000 right now. So.
But it's $500 now because Louis took $500 from you. And we're going to play a second of a song, and you have to identify it.
So give it a good listen, and then be ready to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste that is right here. Bing! All right. What is that one? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck, caller 13. And tell us what that song is and who it's by.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a new game for you. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
It's the 1 second promise.
It's not a promise.
It's not a promise.
No.
But it could be 500.
It's a game.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Nope.
Good. All right, well, we're looking for caller 13, and we've got him. Who is this on the phone?
Eric.
Would you like to win five? You're so stoic about that, Eric.
I thought this was fake.
Oh, hell no.
Come on now.
This is the radio station 95.5 KLOS.
This is the greatest station ever.
Thank you.
Yes. Yay. And here it sounded like you had a stick up your ass, but you don't.
But you don't, and thank you for not.
Correct.
Yeah, just traffic up the ass.
All right, Eric, we're going to play a little snippet of this song. Did you think you heard what it was when we played it on the air a minute ago?
I think so.
Really? Oh, man. Right. I hope so. I'd love to give you $500. All right, take a listen. Here we go. What do you think it is?
Foo Fighters?
Song title?
The Best?
That's not correct. But thanks, Eric. Thank you anyway. Thank you for the kind words. And now we have to hang up on you, which means next hour, it's worth
$1,000.
$1,000. Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
That same little piece. We'll play it again in about an hour and give you another chance to win. On Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. I wish we had some echo or something. Speaking of slow rides, it's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
Did you know that the CDC has a zombie apocalypse plan?
I love that. They do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The CDC.
Now, what are they considering zombies? What exactly is their definition then of a zombie?
Well, I mean, it depends on which movie you're talking about. Sometimes they walk, sometimes they run.
Right. So they have a plan in case people seem to be dead and are coming at you. And
it sort of feels like it's their attempt to say, hey, if a zombie apocalypse happens.
Right.
Or a hurricane. You know what I mean? Like they're just sort of trying to do both.
Right.
So they say you need water for, 1 gallon per person per day.
Right.
They give food, medications, tools, and supplies.
What happens if you get bitten? What are you supposed to do?
Well, you're a goner if you get bitten.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Don't be ridiculous.
Do they give you days, though? I mean, you can hang out with grandma for 3 days before you probably shouldn't. No?
It depends on the zombies.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying with their tools and supplies, they don't really give you much.
Right.
For zombies, they get this is sort of for any kind of other
thing. Okay.
All they have for tools and supplies is utility knife and duct tape.
can't tie up a zombie with duct tape. He'll just fall apart and
it's hard to kill him with a little tiny knife.
I've found it pretty easy, but most people have a problem.
Sanitation and hygiene, clothing and bedding, important documents, first aid. So they say
the world is over. Why do you need documents anymore?
Although you're a goner, if a zombie bites you, you can still use these supplies to treat basic cuts and lacerations.
That's nice. That's
and awful. Then they say come up with an emergency plan. Who is your close family? Have a park or someplace that you can meet.
So like, well, when we used to live near the beach, I always thought two things. If there's a tsunami warning, I want to get to the top of that very strong building. I want to be on the roof of it.
Right.
And I also thought if there's ever zombies, that's probably a good place to go.
Go out to the ocean.
Go out to even better.
Yeah.
Except they started swimming or floating in some movie.
See, that's not cool.
I know. Stupid zombies.
I would like to talk to you, though, if you have a zombie apocalypse plan.
Nice.
Because you know that there are people listening who do.
Very specific to the zombie apocalypse.
Especially if it's specifically for that. A lot of people sent in comments, and I'll just read a few of them to you. The number is 818-955-KLOS. I might suggest adding a baseball bat, preferably aluminum, to your emergency kit as well.
Yep.
It doesn't require ammunition and can be highly effective at cleaning a path through the hordes of zombies while trying to make your escape.
Well, that's a very well thought out plan.
There are a lot of different people. And there are websites that are devoted to zombie apocalypse plans.
Right.
That also piggyback on this. And they comment and they go, hey, check out our website if you need a plan.
And remember the errors they made in Shaun of the Dead. Don't be making loud noises.
Bo says, a zombie apocalypse? Is this for real? My tax dollars funding CDC nonsense? What's next? Preparedness 102? Mall ninjas unite? Give me a break. So if you have a plan, 818-955-KLOS.
Specifically a zombie plan, we want to hear from you.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have another chance to give you $1,000.
$1,000. Louie got it right, but Eric didn't. We'll play you one snippet of a song, and if you can tell us what it is, then you get yourself either $500, or if the last guy missed it like he did, then you got $1,000 this hour sometime between now and 6 or so. Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
You know, the CDC has an actual zombie apocalypse plan.
I love that.
I do, too.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
So we're asking our listeners, do you have a zombie apocalypse plan?
Hey, I got a zombie apocalypse plan.
Okay, take it easy.
Yeah. I run up to the first zombie and clock out.
Oh, you're just done. You're going to end game immediately.
Yeah, man. Who wants to live through a zombie apocalypse? That's crazy.
I think that's kind of a good point. I think that makes pretty good sense.
You have some more cocaine, send it my way.
I don't know about being bitten, though. That would suck. And then they're tearing your insides out.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That's rough.
Agreed.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Bob.
Bob, what's your zombie apocalypse plan of action?
Smoke reefer, and hopefully they'll fall asleep.
You mean you're going to smoke out all of the zombies?
It's possible.
Okay.
I am willing to give that one a try, for sure. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Richard, and I have a plan. I'm moving to Santa Ana!
They're going to be following you around the rest of your life, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I hope.
Right on. That's very cool. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
I'm Steve.
Steve, what's your zombie apocalypse plan of action?
Oh, well, you know, I can't give away the exact location because then I think everyone would go to it. But there's a place I used to work that has, like, literal drawbridge doors and enough plywood to board up all the other doors. And actually, it used to be a bomb shelter before they built the theater on top of it. So I think that would keep it safe. It used to be a bomb shelter.
What part of town?
Yeah, is it in L.A.?
Yeah, but not a movie theater, like a stage theater.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for giving us more.
Yeah,
more.
But, yeah.
It's in the city of Los Angeles, or is it in Orange County? Or
it's Cal State. It's Cal State Northridge. I'll just see.
Yeah. All right. We'll all meet at Cal State Northridge.
We didn't even bring the heat, and you just crumbled. Yowza.
What's your language?
Not enough music ends with yowza.
Most Beethoven does.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And I feel like giving away a grand. I want to give away $1,000. It would have just been $500, but Eric wasn't able to identify this little tiny piece of a song we're going to play at you.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
Then every day between 3, 4, and 5, sometime during that those hours, we're going to play you a little clip of a song that you may know really well or not at all. And if you can identify it, $500.
Now it's $1,000.
Because it rolls over if the last fella or lady didn't know what it was. All right, so you ready? Take a close listen, and then tell us the name of the song and the artiste. 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, and you can do it, you win. Here you go. Bing!
That's it.
Yeah, that's it, my friends.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. We just started today, and I think I'm okay with it.
It's working well so far.
Yeah. We have to pony up the money, though. Did you know that? We have to give away the money. It's not coming from the station. I don't know if you knew that. Not so on board anymore, are you?
Sorry, what's that?
We'll play you a little clip of a song, and if you can identify it, tell us who the artist is and what the song is. You get yourself either $500 or $1,000 if it rolls over. And right now, that may be the case for who are you?
This is Mario.
Mario. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sirs. How are you?
Good.
We are good. Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
Awesome.
All right. Do you know the song already? We're going to play it for you one more time, but do you know what it is?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
Nice. Awesome. Well, a grand is yours. If you guess it, if not, then tomorrow in the 3 p.m. hour, it'll be worth $1,500. So listen closely. Here you go. Now, please tell us the name of the artiste and the song title.
Artiste is Cheap Trick and the song is Surrender.
I am afraid that's not right.
Oh, sorry.
I'm afraid that's not right. You know, I'm dying to give a hint.
Same.
But
well, we can't.
No.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, dude.
Tomorrow, in the 3 o'clock hour.
$1,500.
$1,500. Same clip.
Same bat channel. You didn't want me to say that now, did you?
No.
You know, I'd like to see Judas Priest in Vegas. That would be a good place to see Rob.
Vegas.
I think on stage. I know, right? I am jonesing hard. When was the last time you were actually in Sin City?
In Las Vegas? Yeah. I mean, it was before the shutdown last March.
Yeah, me too. I think it was November of 19 or 18.
That's not acceptable.
19. 19. Yeah.
Yeah, because last year was 2020.
Right.
So everything closed down mid-March, and so yep. It was long before that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, that's my home away from home.
Agreed.
I love it there.
Each weekday morning, by the way, at 8 and 9, our new pet dinosaur, Saharatops, stomps through the Heidi and Frank show and gives away Vegas trips to the Sahara.
Oh, to the Sahara.
Yes.
Right. On the end of the strip. I mean, it was so insane that they closed that down.
Agreed.
What are you, crazy? The name Sahara? So what do you like to do when you're there? Do you go to shows when you're in Vegas, Kevin?
No.
Me either. I'm like, why are you going to a show?
You mean like concerts and stuff?
Yeah, or the Michael Jackson experience.
No. Is there alcohol and gambling?
Right?
Does that still exist?
Yep.
Oh, the one thing that I have done is shot machine guns. Have you done that?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, they have
out in the desert?
Not even in the desert. They have like, I don't know, maybe 8-9 miles from the strip.
Uh-huh.
They have shooting ranges.
Oh, sweet.
And you can shoot AK-47.
Submachine
guns.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the saw, the saw, which is the one that has the bullets that goes all the way down.
Oh, nice.
And just, they're like, just hang on to it.
Wow.
Hang on to it.
Wow. Yeah,
that's good times.
The Pinball Hall of Fame. Have you heard of that place?
No.
No, it's awesome. I mean, you played pinball back in the day, right? You had a pinball machine. I had a pinball machine.
Yes, but why would you?
You're a rat's ass.
Are you in Las Vegas? Are they closing?
I wish.
Are they closing all the gambling parts? And are they not selling any alcohol? Then maybe I'll go there.
All right. So when that happens, we'll go to the Pinball Hall of
Fame. I'll meet you there.
All right. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, another chance to go to Vegas. Sahara Tops from KLOS. AC/DC. That is Realize.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon,
and we are. Oh my God.
We are what? I'm trying to figure
know.
Out where this is going to go.
Know. I don't know. We need to go home and go to sleep and have six beers and some weed. Wait, so what were you telling me about Burger King? That's what it was.
It's International Women's Day.
Yes.
Burger King tried to make a big point.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so here's what they did. They tweeted, this is Burger King UK.
Right.
They tweeted, women belong in the kitchen. What? Then attached to that tweet, the second one is, if they want to, of course. Mm. Yet only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to challenge the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career.
How long after that first tweet did that second addendum come
out? Almost immediately.
Oh.
But...
Almost immediately.
But...
That's a bad idea.
Right. Don't you put one of two or continued like there's
yes
got, you can't put women belong in the kitchen
no.
out into the
no
into
universe,
the universe
without explaining that no matter what that's just poor
they
wording.
Followed it up immediately but
nope
as long as it's
Yikes.
Out there sort of unattached to anything that may not be the best idea
you know hold the pickles hold the lettuce special orders and certain tweets upset us all we ask is that you let us insult women on International Women's Day.
Right. I think that's how the commercial goes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Day 13. This is day 13.
Is it?
Yeah. My lucky number.
Are we still keeping track?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how I know that.
Have you gotten your vaccine yet?
Oh, no, I can't wait. I'm going to be next in line. They're going to drop it down to age 400 soon, and I will be next in line.
I'll be next in line if they drop it down to 400.
Yeah, and I can't wait.
That'd be good. Yeah. Do you know about the great apes getting vaccinated?
San Diego Zoo, right?
Check out this newscast.
Okay.
A group of great apes in San Diego have made history as the first animals to receive the COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. According to a wildlife health officer, the decision to administer the vaccines came after eight gorillas at the San Diego Zoo became the first great apes in the world to contract COVID. The apes are expected to be tested to see whether they develop antibodies, which would indicate that the vaccine is working. And I know some people are saying their animals, actual humans, need this vaccine. You know what? They're endangered. So, and we could actually sort of learn a lot about how the vaccine works as well.
Okay, so see, I didn't know until today that there had been an outbreak of COVID at
yes.
the zoo. That kind of changes my opinion
some
on it.
Some of the apes have gotten COVID.
And they're you know, like she said, endangered. I mean, we don't want to lose. I mean, I don't know. What are your feelings on it?
I mean, I look. I assume that they've got an extra 8 or 10 lying around that aren't being used.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, vaccines.
Vaccines.
What if you could donate your vaccine? What if, like, you're like,
no.
I want to give this to the ape.
I got it twice. I'm not giving it to anybody.
Well, not you.
Okay.
Someone wore a heart. Okay. Someone who appreciates the artwork of a gorilla. We were talking about earlier, Coco drew a picture that I have.
Sluggo has art from an ape.
It is. It's Coco's drawing.
He calls
it's
it
beautiful.
Art.
And so does Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea, help me out here. This man doesn't care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Day 13, wrapping up already. That was quick.
Tomorrow, again, we are going to have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. And you'll get a chance in the 3 o'clock hour to win $1,000.
No, that's a filthy lie, Kevin. $1,500.
$1,500.
Can you believe it? Because it rolled over again. We got a couple people that weren't able to identify today's 1 second of song. But yeah, that's tomorrow again at 3 o'clock. I see Greg Beharrell wandering around the studio.
What's he got planned?
I don't know. Dude, what are you going to do? He's a frightening man. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1962 when the Beatles made their radio debut on BBC's Teenager's Turn. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when Bob Dylan's single Subterranean Homesick Blues was released in the U.S.